Okay, so say your full name.
With my middle name?
Oh, no, you can say
okay. Cassie Prine. We're at the corner of Royal and Ursuline in the French Quarter. I chose it because I wrote a poem in which I imagined myself walking along Royal Street. And the poem's a little bit... Some of the aspects of that are a little bit fabricated or imagined, but... it's one of the only times I've really imagined myself in this space in a poem, and I actually don't come to the Quarter all that often, but that's what happened in this poem, and so I wanted to kind of be in that space while I was reading it. So this is called Flaneur on Royal Street. A hot Sunday in August. Men sprinkle the ditches with buckets full of sawdust, shoving their brooms grittily through the narrow, balconied streets. The potted vines hang swaying in sleep. The shutters, door length, stay shut. I want to leave to go visit her, but I don't. Occasionally, when I call, she picks up. It's always been about distance with the two of us. Why am I now the one to resist? The street cuts a narrow trench of houses. Lively with sparrows, bunching, dispersing. I could get on a bus or a plane or a train. Show up unannounced and ask to come in. What would I say? I'm sorry. Or it was you who taught me how to stay away. By the Hudson years ago, I collected pamphlets on the town's history, the Tivoli riots, squatting among the one-room library stacks, or made sketches of sumac and sycamore, beautyberry, boxbush, I can't remember. Every now and then looking around for her and pretending I wasn't. It was over by then, we were barely friends, but in those days she was the Hudson. Back then, if I saw her walking past my porch on Saturday mornings in her green jacket, I'd call out, "Good morning," willing her to stop in. Today, I gaze up at the wire lines, pondering communication again. This city's only business is the constant reminding of the murky Mississippi's winding and the river's revenge and the river's conspiring. Enough about rivers. Remember the night she called, just before they took her liver out when I cried, "Let me come," but it wasn't the time, and they hooked her by the ribs like a stripped fish and excised the swollen, black-blotted flesh. Meanwhile, I rallied friends east to west and begged them to pray or whatever else. And instead obsessed over sending daffodils the transplant ward wouldn't accept. Now the sky darkens to a mottled mess. From across the river, rain swarms in sheets. I run to the car before it keels over. She doesn't want me there, I tell myself, slapping past rocketing gutter spouts, and it's true, she probably doesn't. But if I were to touch her again, could we collapse the map? Would she taste the warm rain on my skin?